Petty. All right, continuing our Ford EcoBoost 300 post-race media availabilities, we are joined now by our race-winning team, driver Cole Custer, crew chief Jeff Mendering, and owner Tony Stewart. Gentlemen, congratulations on a tremendous race. Before we I turn it over to you, though, just want to mention, Cole, we've got confirmation that you achieved a perfect driver rating of 150.0 tonight, the first and only perfect driver rating in 2017 in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. So you won stage one, you won stage two, you won the race. Pretty solid evening for you. Tell us all about it, Cole.
Yeah, I mean, we just had an extremely good car the whole weekend, really. I mean, we came down here and tested a couple months ago, and really the second that we hit the track, we knew we were going to be really good the whole time. But really this whole year, we've had so much speed. It's just what can happen during the race, or how the track's going to change, or just what's going to go wrong, really. But I think we really did a good job this weekend trying to get our car to race good and trying to, you know, just – comfortable and to drive and move around a little bit. So I think that's the biggest thing that we tried to do, and obviously our car was unbelievable, and can't thank everybody enough, and I think it's a perfect way to end the season.
Jeff, for you, at what point during the race did you realize, hey, we've got a really special car and a driver who's locked in, I think we can bring this thing home tonight?
Well, like Cole said, we tested here, and it almost goes back to that test. We felt like the entire test we were a tenth to two tenths quicker than anybody else that was at that test. So honestly, it was great preparation by all of our guys in our shop, our engineers. I mean, they did a wonderful job preparing for that test, and just obviously it carried over.
Tony, great way to end the season for the team. Tell us from your perspective how you saw the race playing out tonight.
These guys had an awesome race car for Cole, and proud of the team, proud of the pit stops. The pit stops were awesome today. You know, luckily we didn't need to worry about that too much because didn't get any cautions. But, you know, just Cole did an awesome job. I mean, it's just phenomenal to see, you know, when he got out in the lead like that. I mean, he just did such a good job of taking care of his tires in the last half of every run. It really, really showed up on the stopwatch. I mean, he just would drive way further and further the last half of the run. So he did an awesome job of taking care of his tires. That's something hard for a rookie to do. So I think it showed his maturity, and you know, I'm real proud of these guys, and I think it sends a statement to everybody what hopefully they can look forward to next year with this team. So I'm proud of these guys. I think it's obviously it's a perfect way to go in the off season for these guys. So I'm proud of them. Man, it just really makes me wish we could have got through Phoenix last week, because I mean he would have had a shot for sure of winning a championship. So just really proud of him, and you know, to have a brand new team, a rookie crew chief and a rookie driver, I don't think I could be more proud than I am right now.
We'll take questions now for our race-winning team. We'll start right over here to the right with Caleb.
Caleb Whistler, KickingTheTires.net. Tony and Jeff, how much have you seen Cole grow and mature this season?
Well, he's only about maybe a quarter inch taller, maybe. I mean, not really that. It hadn't been that big of a deal. But I think I'll be honest. When I met Joe and the first time he brought Cole to the shop when I was there around you know, the same time that we were there together, I think the first probably, I don't know, I don't even think the first three or four times he came to the shop he even looked at me. I think he looked at the floor the whole time, and it was about probably the eighth or tenth time that he finally spoke to me. And I'm like, wow, you do talk. So I think this year in particular, I mean, we knew he was good last year in the truck, obviously, and you know, to start the year, I thought he was consistent all year from square one in the first race. So, you know, it just was a matter of putting the whole day together. But I mean, you could see in his driving style, he was gaining confidence, and you know, in both of these guys, I don't think it was just Cole. I think it was Jeff or Kevin, whatever you're going to go by today. you know, I think they both grew together, and I mean, it's a good thing. I mean, it reminds me of when Greg Cipadelli and I started as rookie driver and crew chief together. So, you know, this is a good pairing right now. They got trust in each other, and you know, I think for Cole, he's definitely established himself as you know, one of the greatest drivers of the year in the Xfinity Series. I mean, his mile and a half record, his average on the mile and a half tracks was number one in the series. So, you know, he definitely showed strength in tracks that you have to be good at. So, you know, I'm proud of him. I think he's grown a lot through the year. I think his you know, the second time around at these tracks, I think was huge for him in these cars, and the same for Jeff. So I think they really both grew a lot and grew together.
We'll go right here in the middle to Chris Knight.
Chris Knight, GetFence.com. Cole, congratulations on the win. Is there any point in your career that you've ever driven a vehicle that fast or that smooth? And how much did the experience last year driving Virginia Motorsports pay off tonight?
It was pretty crazy. I mean, even like at the end there, I can't really explain it. I mean, it feels like you're going, you know, 2 miles an hour out there, just barely in the gas, but you're, you know, half a second better than the whole field. So it's just it's weird when your car's good and when your stuff's good, it's just fast. You can't really explain it. I mean, but it was unbelievable how fast that car was. But yeah, and it was good to run that race last year here. I mean, it was definitely a learning race for sure. But it I think the biggest thing was learning throughout this whole year was the bigger thing.
We'll stay right here in the middle with Jim.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. For Tony, everybody talks about who are they going to be the next stars of NASCAR. Tonight you had a 19-year-old win the championship as a rookie. You have a 19-year-old win his first race and finish, I believe, fifth in the standings as a rookie in his first season. Are they just right in front of us?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't think you got to look very far. You know, it's there's a great crop of young guys coming into the sport. I mean, everybody, you know, the big buzz this year with, you know, and especially this weekend with Matt and Dale Jr., you know, running their last races tomorrow is, you know, what's going to happen in the sport. Well, sport's going to be just fine. There's plenty of good talent that's coming along that are making names for themselves that will take the places of the guys that are leaving. So, you know, I remember Brian France called me down to Daytona one day because I was in big trouble for whatever it was. I can't remember one of the multiple things I did to get him mad, but went down there and he told me something that always stuck with him. He goes, the sport's been here long before you got here, and it'll be here long after you're gone. And it really is the truth. I mean, there were great drivers here before I got here, and you know, there's great drivers coming behind us. So, you know, there's a lot of really good talent. Just you're used to seeing them. You know, before it used to be guys that got their opportunity in their late 20s and early 30s, and then it was guys in their mid 20s, and then guys in their early 20s. Now you got teenagers that are getting great opportunities, but stepping up to the plate and getting results out of it at the same time. So, I mean, they're getting great opportunities, but they're producing results at the same time.
Just for the record, you described the scene from Days of Thunder.
I did?
Yeah.
We're going to go far left over here to Christian.
That's a true story, sweetheart. Well, apparently you've watched it too many times.
Far left over here to Christian, then we'll go back to the middle of John.
Christian Coley on pitroad.com. Cole, first of all, congratulations on the win. Tonight, the only driver that really was able to compete for you for the lead was Tyler Reddick. And, you know, you both are returning next year in the Xfinity Series. Do you feel like this is something that we're going to see next year coming to realization tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think Tyler has been pretty unbelievable this year. He's definitely, you know, again, asking all of them have gotten their cars really good the last second half of the year, I feel like. And Tyler's really stepped up to the plate, I feel like. And it was fun racing with him. I think we did have the better car there at the end. We just could hang on to a run longer. So, but it was fun racing with him. Got to, you know, cross each other over a few times. And but yeah, I think you know, obviously he's going to be with a, you know, good team in JRM next year. And I think we're going to be even stronger next year. So I think we'll have some good competition.
We'll go right here in the middle to John.
John Haverland, ESPN Albuquerque. Just could all three of you briefly describe and evaluate how you feel about the stages this year, and how do you think that's played out? And if there's anything you feel like that could be adjusted, can you say that also?
Go ahead.
I mean, I think the stages are great. Obviously, coming up 4 points short, coming into the chase, I probably didn't play the stage game well enough over the course of the season, and I feel like I've definitely learned from that. Going into next year, we'll definitely race different next year throughout the season to set ourselves up better for the end of the year. But I don't know. I enjoy that type of racing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good. I think it just creates more things to talk about during a race, really. I mean, I don't know if it changes our perspective a lot. It might change our strategy a little bit. But, I mean, I think it's good that, you know, you're having cautions, you know, in the middle of the race where it could have just been cone green, and it, you know, creates some chaos and everything. So and some strategy also. So I think it's been a good thing for everything this year.
Yeah, I think it's been good in all three series, to be honest. I mean, it's, especially if you get a something that happens with about 10 laps to go in a segment. I mean, it's been fun to watch the strategy of guys that go ahead and pit or guys that stay out for the points, and the guys that go ahead and pit, you know, when that segment's over, they stay out, and that gives them some track position. So it you get some movement in the field because of that. I think it's been a little bit of chaos, I think, for the crew chiefs. You know, from the driver's standpoint, they're just feeding off the crew chief from that. But it has created a lot of excitement, I think. I think it's been a positive thing for the sport. I know it wasn't very popular at the beginning of the year with the fans, but, you know, I think it's really created a lot of excitement and a lot of scenarios that I don't think we would have had without the stages. So, you know, like I said, I think in all three series, I think we've seen that it's been a pretty positive deal and created a lot of movement in the field.
Gentlemen, congratulations on a great win, a great season, and we look forward to seeing you in Daytona.
Thank you.
Thank you.